Welcome to the Equipping You in Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. The Equipping You in Grace podcast is a podcast about helping Christians develop a biblical worldview in a conversational tone about issues inside and outside the church. Now, for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Equipping You in Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And on today's show, we're going to talk about something that I think is really important, and I do it every year, and that is to give my end-of-the-year report. Now, I think I do this pretty much say the same thing every year, so if you're new here and you haven't heard this before, you know, that's great. If you've heard it before, then you probably know most likely what I'm going to say, and it's this, that, you know, the things that when people talk about numbers in the church and those types of things, some people get, you know, they get kind of a little weird, and they get maybe a little bit upset, and I just want to say I understand that, because sometimes those kind of conversations, they're framed in the wrong way. It's all about, well, these are the numbers, and we don't talk enough or think about and give honor and glory to God. So these numbers, they represent real people, and they represent people who have been helped by the servants of grace and found the content helpful and useful to their life and godliness. And I just want to give thanks and glory to God. In fact, I'll tell you, every morning, you know, when I look at these things, it's a reminder. I do it every morning because it's a reminder to me, first and foremost, to pause and to give thanks to God for what He's doing. But also, it's a reminder to me to pray that the Lord would continue to use this ministry, use the work of the Word, and the faithfulness to the Word, and by His Spirit, He would use it in the life of people, and that it would bear fruit, that our articles and magazines and everything. And Jesus in John 15 says, apart from Him, we can do nothing. Apart from union with Christ, we can do nothing. All of our work would fall to the ground, and it would just be totally useless. And so we should spend some time praying and giving thanks to the Lord. Whether you're a blogger, whether you're a pastor, whether you're, you know, an author, take some time to give thanks to the Lord that He would use you in any capacity, in any way, no matter how large your platform is. Give thanks to the Lord. You know, it's a privilege. All of ministry, whether you're in the local church and you're counseling people, you're preaching, teaching, etc., and so on, or you're doing podcasts, you're writing books, you're writing articles, all of it is a privilege. And here at Servants of Grace, we just wanted to give thanks to the Lord. You know, we're just so thankful that the Lord continues to use this podcast and our content. It's truly amazing, and we're going to talk about that today. So I think the first place to start of this year for this podcast, Equipping You in Grace, I did 104 episodes. 104 episodes. That is a lot of episodes. Now, these episodes get tens of thousands of downloads every single time they go out, and you guys are sharing them. You are helping other people. I hear from you, some of you, fairly frequently. Some of you I don't hear from. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me, dave@servantsofgrace.org. I would love to hear from you. If you have an episode idea that you want me to address, that would be awesome. And in the coming year, we're going to keep talking about the same kind of things: biblical worldview, biblical authority. We're going to interview great authors. Man, January, you guys are going to be so blessed by the interviews that are coming out in January. It's which I'm already recording this month, I'm recording this here in early December, but you guys are going to be so blessed by the conversations in the future episodes. There's just a wide variety of great books coming out. So I'm already working on scheduling authors. And by the way, you know, you might notice there's a good blend of content. I try to keep it. It's not just worldview and apologetics. I know that you guys love that stuff, but I try to blend in good stuff on the Christian life, theology, other topics that I think are important, that don't get enough airtime and those kind of things, along with, you know, the controversial things that I know you guys want to hear about, and along with, you know, statistics as they come out and those kind of things. But so this year we did 104 episodes of this podcast. Wow, that is a lot of content. In fact, I think Spotify said it was over 3,000 hours. So if you listen to all those episodes, man, you are like, if you listen to all of those episodes, man, I just want to give you a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you so much for putting up with me for that long, you know? And I want to say, before I get into the episodes that I think were the most helpful and most downloaded this year, I just want to again say thank you for listening to this podcast. There are so many of you that are new, and I just am thankful for that. I'm thankful for you guys and how you're already listening and hopefully finding this podcast to be helpful for your life and godliness. So here's some of the episodes that got downloaded the most. And they're these: Navigating Grief and Loss Biblically and in the Local Church. Joey Tomlinson has been a friend of mine for about I think we're going on close to a decade. And he and I recorded that episode. It was a very personal episode, sharing about how I lost a mentor and how actually he's been a help to me in that. And just talking through that was really good. Doreen Virtue and I have become really good friends over the last few years, and we did this episode on equipping people to help others engage in the new age. Another episode, a new friend, Jeff Myers. He is the president of Summit Ministries. It's a young adult ministry aimed at college students, and he had just a great book. It was really a fun conversation, the episode. It's titled Biblical Truth in Love with Jeff Myers. Another one that was downloaded a lot, and I keep hearing about this one. I hear about it from friends locally, which is always like, that's so cool. I love that, that people in my local church and friends around where I live are listening to it and being helped by it. But I've heard from friends all over the country as well. And it's Exposing Deception with Scripture with Elisa Childers. And man, Elisa has such a powerful ministry, especially as she travels around the country and speaks to women. Her books, Another Gospel, and the book that we talked about that just came out is so good, so helpful. Another conversation that was really good was that you guys downloaded a lot was one with Brooke Bartz, Parenting Children with the Word of God. That is, if you don't know who Brooke is, I encourage you, especially if you're a lady and you listen to this podcast, check out Brooke Bartz ministry, Open Hearts. They are on AGTV. They are the only women's ministry on AGTV. And so I would encourage you to check that out. They have a yearly conference online with solid biblical women Bible teachers. We're going to be having some of them on. We'll be as they gear up for that conference, we'll be having Brooke back on to talk about that. My wife interviewed me on my book, The Word Matters. The episode is titled Biblical Authority in a Postmodern World. I was really encouraged by the response to that episode. And, of course, there's nobody more that I would love to talk with than my wife. And we have a great time whenever we have her on. And I love that you guys enjoy my wife when she comes on. So I had Mark Jones on to talk about the Puritans on our sin and the grace of Jesus, his great book on that subject from Moody. Really enjoyed that. The story of Scripture in our lives with Mark Talbot. Mark is a very intelligent man. He's a professor of philosophy at Wheaton, and I enjoyed talking with him about that, and you guys enjoyed it too. Another episode is Engaging in Apologetics in a Biblical Faithful Way with Neil Shenvey. That was a really fun conversation with Neil, and I followed his work for a while, listened to a few interviews that he's done, and appreciate his faithfulness to Scripture and to helping people understand some of the most controversial subjects on social justice and critical race theory and others. Another new friend is Natasha Crane, a very thoughtful, very intelligent lady. And we ended up talking about her new book from Harvest House, Biblical Worldview, on Biblical Worldview and the Authority of Self. It's a great episode. Encourage you to check it out. I talked with Mark Thompson. He is the principal. It'd be like in America, principal of a seminary is like the head of the seminary. It's the president of the seminary. So he's the president, the principal of Moore Theological College in Australia. And we talked about his volume on the doctrine of Scripture and the short studies in systematic theology. And that was just a really great conversation. He was very engaging, very thoughtful. I really enjoyed it. All right, so the next episode is with a very good friend of mine, Dustin Benj. If you don't know who Dustin Benj is by now, just go to Twitter, type in Dustin Benj, Facebook, Instagram. You should be following this guy. He is a solid brother. He is a professor of biblical spirituality at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Dustin and I have known each other for about 4 or 5 years now, and he is easily one of my closest friends. I had him on to talk about his book on the beauty and loveliness of worship in the Church of Christ. And let's try that again. The beauty and loveliness and of Christ and the worship in the local church. He had a great book come out from Crossway on these topics that many of you have been helped by. In fact, I've heard from many of you about this episode with Dustin, and you were just really helped by it. I've actually heard from, and this is kind of unusual, I've heard from people that I have interviewed privately, and they've told me that they really appreciated that episode. So that was really cool. I got to interview James Coates and Nathan Busenex on their book. It was two-part on government and gospel courage and what obedience to Christ looks like in our times and moving forward. That was really a great, great conversation. And so many of you listened to that, and on and on and on. That was really great. I got to talk with my friend, Dr. Baker, about navigating conflict in marriage. I think I heard quite a bit from quite a few of you on that as well, and that was just really encouraging as well. I heard from a lot of you about my conversation with Amy Joseph on decision-making, friendship in the local church, and then we talked also about decision-making, God's will, and a biblical worldview. That was a really fun conversation that I had with her. And then fairly recently, we had Holly Pivick on, who I've wanted to have on for quite a while, and we talked about the dangers of Bethel and the New Apostolic Reformation, and I heard from a lot of you about that. And then we had Haley Williams on to talk about gentle parenting, and I heard from a ton of you on that, so that was really, really cool. So, you know, moving forward, I mentioned we are going to have a good balance of content. We're going to keep having episodes on biblical worldview. We're going to talk about biblical authority and how it's under attack. And we're going to talk about the Christian life. We're going to talk about a lot of different things in the coming year. So I want to encourage you to invite your friends to subscribe and to listen to this podcast. You know, I try to aim to have trustworthy authors. I read every book, every sentence and word in every book. And so I want to encourage you to invite your friends to share these episodes. I'm trying to provide a trustworthy resource for you and to encourage you with trustworthy books that will help you in your life and godliness. Some of you might know this, some of you might not, but I have two other podcasts that I do. One is on our Servants of Grace podcast. I answer listeners' questions, and so you can check that out. I'll talk a little bit more about that here in a minute as well. But I did 52 episodes answering listeners' questions. I take one every week, and I answer in about 10 to 15 minutes. I've done over, I think it's close to 200 episodes, and these are downloaded all thousands and thousands of times. This sort of idea came out of, I was leading a Bible study for 5 years from about 2013 to 2017-ish, and I would get questions, and so during the Bible study, and I would answer those questions at the end of every Bible study, and sometimes those ended up being the Bible study. But so I decided when I left that church to move to California, I would start this podcast, taking people's questions that I had gotten and others that came in, and so on and so forth. And that has ended up doing very, very well by God's grace. Every Friday, I do a sermon Bible study. I started doing this in 2001, when I started preaching on an internet radio station out of Israel, and I've kept doing it ever since. And, so this year, so far by God's grace, by the end of this month, I'll have done 29 sermons through, Psalms. I did the whole book of James, so we did 16 studies through that, and I polished off 2 Samuel that I was doing in 2021. I also, for those of you that don't know, I do Pulpit Supply, usually about once a quarter. I haven't done it in a while, and sometimes if you follow me on social media, you'll notice that I do it more, and sometimes I do it less. It just depends on the need of the pastor that I help out. Here in Southern Oregon. And, I know it's such a privilege to preach the word. I love that. You can find the Servants of Grace theology segment and those studies, on the Servants of Grace podcast. That is available wherever you find podcasts, same as Equipping in Grace. You can find that wherever you find podcasts. If you're a guy, there's good news. We have a manhood podcast. I did 52 episodes. We looked at a lot of different things. We've talked about sexual sin this last year quite a bit. And in the coming year, starting in January, for a good portion of the first part of the year, we're going to talk about prayer and the sufficiency of Christ. So ladies, if your husband listens to podcasts, encourage him to go and subscribe to Warriors of Grace. I do that every Tuesday. Those go out every Tuesday. So Monday and Wednesday, you can find Equipping in Grace. If you're a guy, Tuesday, Warriors of Grace. Thursday, you can find the Servants of Grace theology segment. On Friday, you can find a sermon, a Bible study through an expository way, verse by verse, line by line, that will help you to grow in God's word. So Monday through Friday, I'm putting out content in audio and video format every day of the week. And on Saturday And Sunday, I am relaxing, usually reading a book and spending time with family. And Sunday is almost all day at church. So the Lord is good, and I'm just really thankful to be a vessel, to be an instrument of His Word, and to help His people grow. So we have this. I've talked about it before on here. We have a magazine called Theology for Life. We did four issues this past year. We talked about the poison of progressive Christianity. We often this past year have talked about that. We're going to keep talking about that because it is such an issue in our day. That was April's issue. In July, we talked about your morals are mine, learning to navigate the waters of Christian ethics, talking about, you know, what Christian ethics is and what it means and all of that. You can go find these on the main page of servantsofgrace.org. Scroll down and you'll see a little graphic called Theology for Life. You'll find all of our issues there and you can download all of them. In October, we talked about confessions, creeds, and catechisms, guidance for the church. By the end of this month, we're going to have an issue on the imminent return of the Lord Jesus. That'll be on the second coming. So at the beginning of this episode, I mentioned that about numbers. And again, I want to give thankfulness to the Lord. I want to give honor and credit and glory because these numbers represent, they're not about Dave Jenkins. They're about God's work and done in aimed to do be faith where we try to be faithful to the Word, and God is just continuing to grow this ministry, and so all honor and all glory belongs to Him, and so I want to say that again at the outset. In 2022, we had, by the way, before I say this, I don't often, you'll notice that I intentionally don't talk about numbers because I think some people do talk about numbers too often. And so I really try to minimize how much I talk about numbers. So really, I think you'll only see me maybe once or a couple times a year even talk about this. And that again, is intentional. But I do want to give thanks to the Lord again for how He continues to use this ministry in the life of people all over the world. And we are a worldwide ministry. We reach over 100+ countries, almost every country on the planet we reach by God's grace. And we have for many, many years. We're a ministry that's over, we're 22 years old, and we're going to keep chugging along by God's grace and what this helps. So in 2022, we had 1.5 million unique visitors. This was up 300,000 people from 2021. We had visits. We had 2,768,000 visits. That's up 768,000. We had over 7 million page views, which is up over 500,000. We had almost 20 million hits. That's up over 4 million from the previous year. Bandwidth-wise, we used 12 terabytes of data. That's 1 gigabyte, by the way. That's a lot. 1,000 gigabytes is 1 terabyte. And that's up over 2 terabytes. So that's a lot of people downloading, listening, watching. Not watching, but listening to the content, downloading the PDFs, which, by the way, over 70,000 of you have downloaded our various PDFs from Theology for Life and so on and so forth in the last year. So, man, that is such a praise. Praise the Lord. In the next year, in 2023, we're going to, our magazine is going to continue. In April, we're going to look at the topic of, well, every April, we're going to look at one of the solas for the next 5 years. And then we're going to look at the tulip, and what that is and break that apart. So in April, we're going to look at sola scriptura. In June and July, we're going to talk about why Christians should care about false teaching. And in October, we're going to look at one of the creeds, the Council of Chalcedon, and what that is and why it's important. And then usually in December, we look at a topic related to the person and work of Christ, and we're still kind of working, my wife and I are still kind of working through what that'll be, and so that's what's coming for Theology for Life. Well, personally, this was a very good year. I had a book come out, The Word Matters, which you know about, published by G3 Press. In the coming year, in 2023, this is by God's grace, I hope to have two books out, one on contentment and helping you to find contentment in Christ, in union with Him. And it'll probably be a pretty short book, maybe 70, 80 pages, and then a longer book, probably in the range of 150 to maybe a little over 200 pages, will be one on biblical worldview, defining what it is and why it's important, and then looking at how a biblical worldview, some of the ways a biblical worldview is under attack in our day. So friends, here's what you can expect from us at Servants of Grace. Well, on this podcast, you'll find episodes Monday and Wednesday. They're available wherever you listen to podcasts. So Tuesdays, you can find me on Warriors of Grace, talking to men about issues related to biblical manhood and how biblical manhood relates to the Christian life and the church and on and on and on in the family and so on and so forth. Thursdays, you can find me on the Thursdays, you can find the question and answer podcast where I answer a listener's question. That also appears in video. Friday, I do a Bible study / sermon. We're going through the book of Psalms. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be going through the whole book of Psalms. So I'm going to be doing that for a few more years, easily, maybe the next 3 or 4 years. We'll see. But, you know, it is such a privilege for you to listen to those of you, the thousands of you that continue to listen and watch this podcast. I am so thankful. I am thankful for that you take the time to listen to these interviews, to listen to these podcasts. A lot goes into every issue of Theology for Life. It is a labor of love. It goes, there's hours behind the scenes thinking and talking with my wife, and then there's the hours and hours and hours of editing that my wife puts into these issues. You know, I don't often talk about this, but by God's grace, I'd like to mention it. If you enjoy this podcast, if you enjoy our articles, if you enjoy our podcast, would you consider prayerfully supporting our ministry? You know, it is an effort of time. We are a ministry, and so we need funds. We need donations. But with that said, I would rather you give to your local church first, because we, at Servants of Grace, are aiming to be a resource to the local church. We want you to be a member and find a good local church. That's why we've talked about it on this podcast. That's why we've done issues in our magazine encouraging local church membership, regular attendance, regular sitting under the Word of God. So we want to continue to encourage that, commend that to you. But I also want to mention, if you enjoy the resources that we put out, and in addition to giving first to your local church to support your pastor, if you would consider supporting our ministry and you would like to do that, please go to servantsofgrace.org, and under About, you can find a giving page. And if you would like to give one time, that would be a blessing. If you'd like to give ongoing, that would be such a blessing. These resources do take time. They do take effort. And, you know, especially our hosting and those kind of things, a blessing. Thank you to those of you who already do give, and you give first to your local church. I just want to say thank you for your prayerful support. It is encouraging. Again, we are thankful for how the Lord has used this ministry in the last year, and I just want to give all honor and glory to him. And again, as I wrap up this episode, thank you for listening and watching our episodes that go out. I want to mention we have other podcasts. Drew Von Nita has a great podcast for life and godliness that I've been on a few times. We host that. And Drew's a great brother. He is also an elder in a local church. We are mutually aligned in our theological convictions. He has a great show for life and godliness that we host. I encourage you to go and subscribe to that. He has lots of great guests and topics that he is going to cover. So until next Monday and Wednesday, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Equipping You in Grace podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate us on the app, and share this with your friends and family on social media. If you want to find us on social media, you can find us on Twitter at Servants of Grace, on Instagram at Servants of Grace, or by searching at Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find this episode and many others like it on the front page of our website, servantsofgrace.org.